From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. We were invited by Lifetime Television to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, America, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 28th. Emmy winner Rosie O'Donnell executive produces and stars in the film based on E.R. Frank's book of the same name. It tells the story of one boy's emotional journey through the United States foster care system. So, Don, what did you think of America?
Penny, I had reservations about watching this one because I've heard so much about Lifetime movies and
that they're weepy for women.
Right, that kind of thing. And let me tell you, I was pleasantly surprised when I saw this movie.
How so?
Well, it really grabbed me from the beginning, and it made me want to watch it, and I felt really involved with the characters.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So how did you feel about it?
Well, you know, it didn't grab me like other Lifetime movies always or sometimes do or mostly do. Because it wasn't a weepy tale. It was, you know, more of a true-to-life story of the United States foster care system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens to these youngsters.
Well, I think that's what drew me in, is that it wasn't too, you know, far-fetched from real life. Mm-hmm. It sort of played it how it is, I think, in that system that, you know, I'm not familiar with, and mm-hmm. gives us a look into that area of society.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Rosie O'Donnell is familiar with this. She herself has some adopted children, and she's a strong advocate for reforming the foster care system. Mm-hmm. And she actually began working on this project in 2002 when she got the rights to the book. And she says she worked on the script for a number of years.
Right. In doing some research, I learned one thing that Rosie said was that she hoped this film would help bring the foster care system into the public's consciousness so that some much-needed reforms could be made.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Rosie starred in it, led the cast, and another Emmy winner, it was Ruby Dee, was also in the movie.
Ruby Dee, she's the widow of actor Ossie Davis.
Yes, she
and,
is.
And she won an Emmy, as you said. She was also the second oldest actress nominated for an Oscar. In 2008, she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for American Gangster. Mm-hmm. And I thought she did a great job in her role in this movie, in this Lifetime movie.
In her role, she played a character named Mrs. Harper, who raised America, a 17-year-old, for a number of years until somehow he got lost in the shuffle of the foster care system.
Right. The story centers on this young boy, a 16 or 17-year-old boy named America.
Mm-hmm. And America, the fellow playing it was his acting debut, as a matter of fact. You know, that's pretty neat. His name is Philip Johnson, and for his first role to be the title character and starring opposite two Emmy winners, that's mm-hmm. and he did a good job.
He did a great job, and I think he really drives this movie. I mean, he's the one that you watch, and he does a great job in the role. And have you heard the story about how he got into this role?
No.
I looked that up, too.
Okay, tell me.
It's really interesting. Right up until really shortly before filming was to begin, this role, the lead role, had not been cast.
Hmm.
And they had auditioned, I think Rosie said, like 200 kids for the lead role, and they still hadn't found someone that was just right for it.
Mm-hmm.
And as she explained, with less than a week to go before they started shooting, Rosie went on a scouting trip to a local area foster care home.
In the Los Angeles area?
It was in Detroit is where a lot of this was filmed.
Okay.
And while dining there at a small restaurant in Detroit, she saw this 17-year-old student named Philip Johnson, and he was having lunch there with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosie said he was sitting still, he looked up, and he looked a little like Tiger Woods. Like, you couldn't tell his ethnicity. He was a mixture, mm-hmm. which is what America is supposed to be, she said. And he had a soulful kind of stillness. He's a real kid, and that's what we needed. And so she latched onto him for the role, and he filled it with flying colors.
Yes, he did. So, well, from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you give it, Don?
I'll give this one a 9.
A 9? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
I am going to give it a 6. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy it, but it's a film that I probably will only watch once. Mm-hmm. And so check it out. It's America, a new Lifetime movie, premiering at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 28th. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.